This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Number two. The second thing, and I joined all of this together into one thing that will stop you from entering Jahannam and entering to Jannah definitely. And that is dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one thing that will enter into Jannah definitely. Look at this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Tabarani, Nasa'i and others. He said, whoever says ayatul kursi after every single fard salah. You know when you make your dua after fard salah? Ayatul kursi, don't you dare forget it. Ayatul kursi, he said, whoever says ayatul kursi after every fard salah, at the time of dua after every fard salah, there's nothing left between him and entering Jannah except death. Allahu Akbar. Look at Kul Huwallahu Ahad. You know Kul Huwallahu Ahad? We all know it, right? How easy is it to say it? Three times is reciting the whole Quran. Say it 10 times and you get one palace in Jannah. If you love to say Kul Huwallahu Ahad a lot, do you know what the reward is? The reward is the death of Muawiyah ibn Muawiyah al-Laythi rahimahullah. Do you know the Sahabi? There was a Sahabi by the name of Muawiyah ibn Muawiyah al-Laythi rahimahullah. When he died, 70,000 angels came down to pray over him. They asked, why ya Rasulullah, did that happen? Then they found out later on that Muawiyah ibn Muawiyah al-Laythi rahimahullah was a Sahabi who loved to say Qul Huwallahu Ahad all the time. Whenever anybody saw him, Qul Huwallahu Ahad, Qul Huwallahu Ahad, Allahu Samad, lam yalid, wa lam yulad, wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Ya ikhwani, Surah Mulk. Look at Surah Mulk. A surah, 30 verses. Muslim Imam Ahmed, authentic hadith states, there is a surah in the Quran, which is Surah Al-Mulk. So it's hadith reported in Muslim Imam Ahmed and also Abu Dawud. 30 verses. Surah Mulk, whoever recites it, the surah will argue with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala under the throne of Allah to forgive you until you're forgiven. Is there no one here who is capable of reciting Surah Mulk? Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, teach your women and teach your children Surah Mulk and save them from Jahannam. When did he used to say this? He used to say this when he used to recite the verse, Ku anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Ku anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. And then Ibn Abbas used to say, how can you save your children from the fire? Teach them Surah Mulk. Teach them Surah Mulk. So dhikr of Allah. Dhikr of Allah.